This is the Don and Mike Show.
Now, Mr. Clemens, I'm reminding you that you are under oath. Mr. Clemens, do you think Mr. Pettit was lying when he told the committee that you admitted using human growth hormones?
Mr. Congressman, Andy Pettit is my friend. He was my friend before this.
Answer the question.
He will be my friend after this. And again, I think Andy has misheard.
I'm sorry, I didn't hear you.
I believe Andy has misheard, Mr. Congressman, on his comments about myself using HGH, which never happened. My problem with what Andy says and why I think he misremembers is that if Andy Pettit knew that I had used HGH, or I had told Andy Pettit that I had used HGH,
try to follow this.
Before he would use the HGH, what have you, he would have come to me and asked me about it. That's how close our relationship was.
What not?
And then when he did use it, I'm sure he would have told me that he used it.
Would he tell the Congress that one of his close friends was taking an illegal performance-enhancing drug if there were any doubt in his mind about the truth of what he was saying?
Mr. Congressman, once again, I believe just, I'm sorry?
No, I just want you to just go ahead and answer that. Do you think he would do that?
I think he misremembers.
What not?
The Don and Mike Show.
And there it is.
It's pretty indicting, isn't it?
Jesus. Yeah, I mean, a lot of people, now that it's all been deciphered and you've heard the pundits talk about it, a lot of people seem to be lining up on the side of the scumbag trainer.
I think he misremembers.
What not?
With happy hands and mumbling mouths, here's Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
And just to follow up on this whole Jane Fonda thing, I'm reading something here. The thing is, when they're writing the text of what happened, mm-hmm. when she said this.
Can't beat sentiment.
I'm sorry. That's the apology.
Jane, you at first were not a big fan of the play, so what turned you around?
Well, it wasn't that I wasn't a big fan. I hadn't seen the play. I live in Georgia, okay? I was asked to do a monologue called... and I said,
now, as it turns out, I believe what the big corrector was going to say is that, I think I alluded to this, within the body that is the vagina monologues, mm-hmm. there is a subcategory called C word.
Oh, all right.
In which
all
you
right.
apparently can talk about the C word.
Mm-hmm.
and or about your vagine being a C.
Never seen the vagina monologue, so I don't know.
And now, as I read this thing, although, see, this is where it gets into, like, people that call to correct. Why would you correct about such a small fact? Because
right.
it says, Fonda let slip the offensive word when she first recalled getting involved in the play. Now, listen to the quote that they give and compare it to the quote that you just heard on TV.
Okay.
It wasn't that I wasn't a big fan, but I hadn't seen the play. I live in Georgia. Then I was asked to do a monologue called C word. Mm-hmm. And I said, I don't think so. I got enough problems.
Right.
Then I came to New York and saw it. It changed my life. It was theoretically, I was theoretically a feminist, but I didn't always live behind closed doors.
All right. So it obviously is part of the vagina monologues. So the correction that they made when they apologized, they were correct. And I was wrong when I said that, when I came out and said that, you know, I thought that they had completely blown it. And I stand corrected. I was wrong, too.
I was wrong when she said that I thought she was trying to make a joke.
Yeah, we were both wrong. C'est la vie. It doesn't matter. The fact that we were talking about was the double standard about, you know, the morning talk shows and how this will probably go away. And if it was you and me, we would be off the air the following day.
What's frustrating about it is that we have to argue with our listeners who want to call back and nitpick about, but Don, technically, there is a part in the show that's called C word. Well, I think I kind of alluded to that it might be, and yeah, I misunderstood. I
was the one that was screaming from the highest mountaintop that, hey, bad journalism. They rushed on the on-air apology, and in fact, I guess they did have it right. It is part of that. It sounded to me.
I gave her credit. I thought it was a joke. She's not that smart.
Well, and it sounded like a joke when you mm-hmm. played it back. But
yeah.
I guess there is here's the question though. I still don't have this question answered. Does this mean was she legitimately approached to do this play within the play? Was she legitimately approached to do the C word monologue? Is that what it was?
From what I'm reading, yes, down in Atlanta.
All right.
She was asked to do a monologue, which is part of the show, called C word.
Well, you know what? And that will go further in their defense when they if they get any heat for this.
But listen,
because it was part of the whole thing.
Stop correcting us on this crap.
Yeah, it's too small.
Because here's the thing. We're not the ones that are saying the C word. As much as we'd love to say it and make it part of our everyday language, we can't.
Yeah, and really, we apologize for not being more well-versed on the vagina monologue.
Sorry, I mean, who knew? I mean, maybe
I think I've seen like 5 minutes of it on HBO. I think I might have seen it when they ran it on there. But, you know, it's no big whoop. The bottom line is she said the C word.
So, right. Come on now. Where are all the Don Imus people with their pitchforks waiting to run her out of town like she's Frankenstein?
Pretty amazing the double standard, and that will not happen.
Yeah.
And that only happens to guys that do what we do. I mean, that really is the double standard. Radio is a different thing. Even certain television. I mean, I would imagine that a guy like, a Bill Maher on his HBO show, he slips up like this, they'd probably, be willing to. And he can say the bad words.
Yeah,
he gets
HBO,
to say bad words. But if he says something controversial, they jump on him, too.
Mm-hmm. And just for future reference, I'm not above being corrected, for God's sakes. Look at me, I'm a mess. Just don't call with that tone like, hey, Don, got a correction. Because here's the deal. I'm going on the fly. I don't have all day while we're doing the show to sit and do what I just did. Research through 20 pages of Google to find the quote.
Yeah, you don't have, and it's not like this show has, 15 fact checkers like they do on the news shows.
Right. Like, occasionally I wonder, I watch a show like PTI and I'll see Kornheiser or Wilbon say, and then the Dallas Patriots took the ball down the field. I'm like, nobody stops him to say, hey, you made a mistake.
Yeah, right? You just assume he, he knew it was a mistake, and he probably, finds out about it later, and
anyway,
no big whoop, it's words.
You knew what he meant.
Anyway, you bastard.
Right.
You're talking about 4 hours of live radio here, folks. Anyway. A lot of stuff gets said. If we had to stand by every single word that comes out of the radio, we'd be in trouble.
Just,
and you know what? Every other one would be in trouble, too. Are you listening, Bill O'Reilly? Really? I mean, at least on this show, you don't get the Sermon on the Mount every day, which I think is just a load of crap.
And I love that word. It's a highly descriptive word. It can be a noun, a verb. Mm-hmm.
You love that word because you've been...
An adjective.
You've been conditioned to fear that word.
Yes.
As we all have been.
And the reason that it should be made a big deal to NBC is that it's one of the seven.
Yep. Big one.
S, M, F, T, C, sucker, C word. I mean... They're all the biggies.
Mm-hmm.
They're the ones that where the hammer of God, Thor's going to come down and beat your brains out.
I laugh because I remember when my father got mad at me, when there's the maddest he ever was. I don't even remember the circumstances, but I know that I was 14 or 15 years old. And it was maybe involving something about, coming in past curfew, staying out too late, being out with my friends and partying and stuff like that. And he said, you can go out and you can chase C's. And I remember going, oh, my God. I didn't even know you knew that word. But that's how mad he was at me.
Unfiltered.
I never heard it again. I never heard it after that. But he was so – God rest his soul. I love the guy. He was so pissed at me. And he just – He was so mad that he wasn't, yelling wasn't good. He wasn't going to hit me. He wasn't yelling loud enough. He wanted to use a word to,
a strong word.
Shock me and get my attention. And I think I was standing at the top of the stairs, and he was down in the basement, and he's yelling up at me. And he goes, you wanna go and chase those C's? And I'm standing there, and he got what he wanted because I'm like, whoa, Dad is really pissed at me this time.
Dad.
Oh, my God.
Dad dropping the C ball.
Here I was thinking he'd never heard that word. I guess I just kind of eliminated the fact that he was in World War II.
Yeah.
I just kind of blanked. I just kind of smoothed over that.
It's one of those that I had heard. I never really knew the power of it until I was married.
Mm-hmm. Wouldn't you say that the power of that word is definitely, when you say it and you say it to a woman, the guilt that can be inflicted upon you.
You know what it is? It's like, it can be like one of those bullets that's made to go through a cop's armor.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Armor piercing.
It can be awful. But on the other hand, it's an incredible tight rope to walk. But this morning, as I was watching this and talking with Janet, saying it was odd, saying, like, oh, can you believe she just said, see you in Toledo? I mean, she just said, and then Janet said, how can someone just say "see you"? And we're saying it like it's just a regular word,
right. You know.
Like,
and I could have that discussion too. I have been in relationships that will go nameless over the course of my life, where that type of discussion, I probably wouldn't have even been able to have that kind of discussion, because it would have been, "Oh, don't say it. You don't need to say it." That's how powerful that is. In certain relationships that I've been in.
Yeah, Janet is not necessarily, well, she's hung up like a lot of ladies are about it, but. Today we had the discussion just about, and we got it down to the point where, isn't it really silly? Don't you think someday they're going to look back at us and go, this country had all these problems going on, and there are four-letter words that really made
people silly.
Go crazy.
They're just words.
Right.
Who's to say that you wouldn't live in a parallel world where the word coin means the same thing?
Right? It could. And the thing is, it could in the next 100 years. You know, there will be other words that will surface that probably would have the same stigma. It's ridiculous. What are you laughing about?
And why?
Coin, C-O-Y-N-E.
And why such a bad rap for that word?
Yeah, why?
Really, you know, of all of them, it's kind of a cute, cuddly word. It said the right way, it is a term of endearment.
But it's guttural, and if you throw it at somebody.
Here's why it is.
You sound like you're using that old argument you used to use.
What's that?
It didn't work back then. A term of endearment. I mean, that's a tough word to make it out.
I mean, among guys.
Yeah.
When you're with guys.
I think of the Jodie Foster movie where it's in where she's talking to the judge.
Nell?
It's the one with Denzel Washington.
Oh, Inside Man.
Inside Man.
Oh, and he said the old guy says to her.
He prefaces it by the word magnificent.
You are a magnificent.
You are a magnificent.
And she takes it as she should. Thank you, Dr. Lecter.
Thank you, Dr. Lecter.
Or whatever it is that she says.
Still it's the ultimate bad word that a guy can say to a girl.
Hello. Don and Mike Show. Hello.
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 How you doing, guys?
Very well.
Aside from Jane Fonda being a C word herself, her saying it is much like black people being able to say the N word.
No, it's not. No, it's not.
No,
it's
not the same stigma.
No, it's not, because the N word, as distasteful as it is a word that the government has not said, if you say this word, you lose your license, you go to jail, your career is ruined.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, the C word is one of those words.
You know, although... The N word,
isn't it? S-H. Then
are you trying to put them in order?
S P, and is C word third?
I'll look
now. Don't do what I'm doing, because I'm almost saying it out loud.
I know you can almost say it out loud.
I think it's third. I think it's S word.
Yeah.
Then piss off, and then I think it's number three.
The N word, you know, is not on a list like that. However. The N-word can be just as damaging if it's said by a certain person. And if it's said in a certain context, that could have, far as career ramifications, like, for example, with the aforementioned Don Imus was to use that word.
You're over.
He's gone.
You're over forever.
He's done, and he's gone. But as far as the legality, I mean, we don't have a rule book when it comes to the FCC.
No. Right.
But we do have that list, and the list goes back to, you know, the George Carlin thing.
Right.
And you know, and that's a very big one. As far as being punished in the household, though, that is, you're out the door.
Don and Mike, hello.
Hey, Don.
Yeah, hey, what's happening?
Hey, how's it going?
Okay.
Yeah, I just put the show in, and I caught this. I just want to let you know it's the Dallas Cowboys, not the Dallas Patriots.
I get jokes. Thanks.
That's funny guy.
Hilarious. You're funny. Hi there, Don and Mike Show. I'll miss you. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Number four.
What's number one is S?
Uh-huh.
Then piss off.
Right.
Then what's the next one?
The F word.
Oh,
number three.
S-P-F-C.
The C word is number four.
Gotcha. See, but it's one of the biggies.
Way up there. Top five.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Radio gods.
Howdy. What's happening?
Hey, listen. They're always talking about the fact that the C word is equivalent in American folklore to the word squaw. And it's kind of funny if you... Like, anytime you hear, like, Squaw Lake, you insert the C word. It's kind of a nice little, you know, personal giggle.
As I understand it, squaw doesn't mean woman, as we all grow up to learn on the cowboy shows we watched on TV.
Like skiing at Sea Valley?
Yeah, it means the C word.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
Hey,
Don and Mike show. Hello.
Hello.
Hi there, Don and Mike. What's happening?
Hey, I was just kind of talking about that guy that was kind calling to correct you earlier. That
oh, don't sweat it, honey. I'm just blowing off steam. Don't sweat it.
I'm sorry?
I said don't sweat it. I bet you're going to say something nice, but
oh,
don't sweat it.
No. What I think is the funniest.
Oh, no, go ahead then.
Well, I think it's the funniest that, A, he knows anything about the Vagina Monologues, and then, B, he's probably going to be telling his friends tomorrow, oh, yeah, the cool thing, I was on the radio, and they'll be like, what about? And then when he talks about it.
Well, that's the whole reason. That's what it's all about.
Right.
It's, you know,
he was a knob.
He was a knob.
I like that he was a knob.
Thank you, honey. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey. I got the order.
Well, Buzz has the order. Buzz just gave us the order.
Yeah, it's covered. Thanks, anyway. That's the hardest
Well, and
thing.
Now you have nothing to say. Well, that was your whole reason for calling,
He
right?
wasn't expecting that answer.
We just had it.
Hello?
SBS.
Hey, what did we just say to you?
We just had it.
So badly to do it.
Hello,
he had no way of even processing any other thought.
Couldn't stop himself.
Don and Mike Show. Hello there.
Hey, Don's and Mike.
Yes.
I got Google.
Hello.
Hey, I got a preview of June 1st for you. Here we go.
Want to participate in a Mike Show contest? How about this? You or a member of your household can only win once for 60 days.
See how easy it is to erase me?
God bless.
Everybody loves fun.
Oh, man.
See how fast it is to erase
Isn't
me?
Isn't editing
oh,
fun?
Oh, God.
Just like that, I'm going.
The magic of the computer.
Oh, we got money, we got money, we got money. Ladies, it's going to be payback time for the ladies. The big lie.
All right.
It's got to be a big lie that you've told your old man involving Valentine's Day.
Only one direction this time. It's ladies lying to their man. It can
right?
be a boyfriend. It can be a fiance. It can be a husband.
Could
it's got
it be
to.
A girlfriend?
It's got to involve. yes, Rob. We like lesbians. Let's give this a try. 877-365-3636.
It's a game you're gonna like. 'Cause some poor gal or guy.
Just girls.
Bare their souls to dynamite and tell them bow, bow.
So girls,
you've heard this before. We ask you to call, and if there is something that your boyfriend, your husband doesn't know that involves Valentine's Day, if it's the absolute worst thing, we call the guy up, you tell him, and our prize today is
$1,000. $1,000.
All right, so call now. Call now. Phone Jeopardy. Call now.
Call now. Pause.
We'll be right back with the Mike Show.
Jesus.
No pressure.
It will be.
Yeah. Yes, it will be.
I only said that because
I can't wait.
That guy said that was funny.
I know.
You know what?
I know.
I will miss you.
Thank you, and I will
mean
miss
that.
You.
I will miss you.
I will miss you.
Buzz, I will miss you.
I will miss you.
Rob?
I'll be there.
Yeah. We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.